Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Today we're talking all things quantum, point zero, portals, interdimensional space, multiple timelines, sacred geometry, Atlantis, you name it. And also, I will share with you my own quantum journey and how I became a quantum healing expert. So let's start with, what is the quantum or the quantum realm? It's really interesting because when I Googled quantum realm, I got a full page on Marvel characters and movies, but I never could find a suitable definition of quantum. Quantum physics seemed to be the only quasi-information out there, but isn't a perfect fit either. This made me realize how necessary my show and this topic is. So I'm going to be sharing with you what I know personally about the quantum field and how I use it in my work and how I use it, or how I did use it for my journey, my own personal spiritual journey back to my soul, my source, and my wholeness. And I want you to keep in mind that I knew nothing about this before I was awakened, or as I like to call it, activated. I wasn't listening to podcasts or reading other people's stories about it. I knew literally nothing about the quantum realm. Now, the best way I can describe the quantum or quantum field or quantum realm to you is that it's an infinite reality where nothing and everything exists simultaneously. There's no time or space within this dimension. So when I go there, it's just black, no light, and this becomes a blank canvas for what I wish to create or get answers to or connect to. The quantum possesses infinite intelligence and is always listening to us and responding to us. Scientists categorize it as subatomic particles because they can't connect with its true power or purpose from their left brain minds. Everything already exists in the quantum. If you can imagine it, it already exists. Our imagination is a bridge to our intergalactic and interdimensional selves. When I teach meditation, I instruct my students to use their imagination to follow along with me if they don't already possess the ability to use their third eye. Your imagination is your bridge to your higher consciousness, higher dimensions, and can be used to flex and condition your psychic muscles. The book I wrote, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend, already existed before I wrote it. It was a channeled piece of work that came in from a higher version of me that was already a master at this work. So anything you can imagine for yourself, you are already doing on another level, on another plane, or in another dimension. Or it already exists, or you have already experienced it. You know, we think of our movies, especially our sci-fi movies, you know, the Marvel movies, the Star Wars movies as a beautiful, imaginative piece of work. But in order for someone to write this movie, they had to imagine it, which means that it already existed. The Star Wars movies are memories coming through our imagination. The movie Avatar depicts very realistic characteristics of Andromeda, which lit up my DNA and made me very homesick because I am a starseed from Andromeda. There are parts of that movie that have been indulged and are not the least bit accurate, but for the most part, the important parts of that movie about the culture, the climate, and their interaction with nature are really coming through our imagination as memories or as connections to what has already happened in another dimension. You'll also hear some people refer to the quantum as point zero or zero point, which correlates to sacred geometry, and this means that it is zero dimensional. In sacred geometry, which, by the way, has nothing to do with the math we learned here on Earth, sacred geometry is based on energetic symbols or codes that were created with the Big Bang of the universe and derived, as I understand it, from the interaction of sound frequency. But anyway, this center point acts as a trans-dimensional gateway between space and time. This is just a fancy way of saying it's a portal, a key to connecting to all dimensions, which is how I use it in my work. This is how the canine spirit guides communicate and share healing frequency with me and my clients. Within this point zero is the present moment. Everything is contained within the nothingness of now. Finding that space of now opens up a vortex to access everything. That's where creation happens, not in the past, not in the future. And we'll talk more about this point zero vortex in a minute. But these are all words and fancy terms, and I don't want you to get tripped up, stuck in the mud, or discouraged if this twists your mind into a pretzel. So let's make this easy. How about I share with you what I experience quantum healing to be for myself? And the easiest way to do this is to start from the beginning, my beginning. I spent 30 years in the healthcare profession as a medical massage therapist, a physical therapist, and then as a functional medicine practitioner. I was entrenched in science and clinical proof. But as I progressed in my own private practice, I realized I really didn't know what I needed to know or what my patients needed me to know to help them eradicate their complaints. I mean, I couldn't even fix my own body, the chronic physical pain I suffered from, or the chronic emotional woes stemming from my childhood and failed relationships. I spent my career looking for answers for myself and my patients, hence all of the training and all the licenses, right? But I never found what I was looking for. Not where I was looking, anyway. The answer pretty much found me, came flying in when I least expected it. And now I see clearly how everything is organized, why we experience pain and disasters, and how easy it is to correct it and be done with it. Yeah, it has been a real aha experience. And probably much like you, I was completely oblivious to anything quantum. Quantum technology, quantum frequency, or quantum transformation. I was familiar with the term quantum physics from Sheldon Cooper on Big Bang Theory, right? But I had no idea what it was or meant, much less that it would eventually become the focus of my life. But as life happens, a series of events unfolded for me beginning in 2022 when I was called to write my first book, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend. And these events rapidly thrust me into the middle of a powerful quantum healing journey. I was in it and mastering it before I even knew what it was or that it was a thing. And it rapidly, deeply, and permanently changed my life, sending me off in a completely different trajectory. So now, my intention with my work is to expand your awareness of this possibility for yourself and to provide the frequency through the Canine Spirit Guides to assist you with this process, essentially providing you with the easy button. Like I already mentioned, my quantum journey took me totally by surprise. I wasn't researching such a thing or seeking to find it. I was just in it. Have you ever wondered what the meaning of life really is? I don't mean the left brain meaning. I mean, you know, because that's more about being a good person, meeting your soulmate, having a family, contributing to the world as you have time, yada, yada, yada. But why are we really here? Why are any of us really here? And where are we from? What does all of it mean? This has been a burning question for me my entire life, even as a young child. I didn't buy the stories I was being told about us, about humanity. I didn't even buy into the history lessons I was being taught in school. It didn't seem to fit my deeper understanding, which I could not even articulate. And church was a joke to me, even though I was a preacher's daughter, because the creator source I knew deep down in my heart was so much bigger than what anyone else was preaching. Deep down, I just knew there was something else, some other truth buried deeply under the surface, and what I was hearing wasn't it. Have you ever felt this way? Yeah, this subconscious searching preoccupied every waking and sometimes sleeping moment. It was like an itch that I couldn't scratch, an agitation or an undercurrent that wouldn't go away. I just couldn't seem to find the answers that rang true in my heart. And after 50 years, I began to give up hope of ever finding the real truth that my soul was seeking. It's kind of like looking for that twin flame or soulmate that you know is out there somewhere, but where? For me, the connection to the absolute truth from the true divine was my twin flame. I just knew it was out there somewhere. And then, out of the blue, in 2020, when Mother Earth sent the world into a timeout, I felt this huge shift. Did you feel it? I found out later that many people felt it. I could certainly feel something, but I couldn't quite understand what I was perceiving. But what was unique in my experience during this lockdown was that I actually received a very obvious physical sign that something was about to happen for me. Something really massive was being set in motion at that very moment. And folks, you are not going to believe what this sign was. Do you know what a conjoined twin is? Well, this is the technological term for a Siamese twin. You know, the two bodies that are joined at a common point. Maybe they share a leg or an abdomen as well as some internal organs. Some share a head or are literally split down the middle with two bodies and two heads sharing one set of arms and legs. Well, I was out walking in my yard one day with my dog, and I stumbled upon a conjoined squirrel laying there in the grass. My dog found it first and was repelled by it, which was really unusual for her. So I was curious and a bit frightened as I approached it. If this thing could scare off my dog, what could it possibly be? And there lying in the grass, I saw before me this conjoined squirrel. It was joined at the back and looked to be about half grown, maybe 5 or 6 months old. So the mother had continued to feed them, even though it was impossible for them to ever leave the nest. With this configuration, they would never walk. As their bodies grew, they suddenly outweighed the nest, and one big wind brought them tumbling down about 50 feet to the ground where they lay now. Part of the twin was already dead and had begun to bloat. The other half, however, was still alive, breathing rapidly and blinking at me as I peered at it. My brain found it very difficult to comprehend what it was seeing, like it was grasping at a concept it couldn't hold on to. Just as maybe you feel when I say quantum healing, right? And this is because as my eyes took in what was before me, I also felt this huge energy descend down upon me, around me, within me. I had no idea what it was, but it felt massive. So my brain was not functioning fully at that moment, as energetically, something beyond me was reaching into my soul. So that moment and that feeling stuck with me for days in a powerful, overwhelming way. I felt a deep sense of sadness that I just couldn't shake, and also a sense of overwhelm. I inherently knew this squirrel had a very special meaning or message for me, but I lacked the tools to decode it at the time. Over the coming months, I seemed to understand something huge was coming that had nothing to do with the virus or the lockdown. But something huge for me had just been set in motion. I was just following my intuition, the only superpower I owned, and it kept telling me, get ready. And then I heard, build your team, you're going to need support. So I began to look for qualified people that I could trust to help me sort out whatever was coming. I still had no idea what. And again, I relied on my intuition, that inner knowing, which had never led me astray. I looked for those synchronicities that were always the best clues for me. You know, those random coincidences, the chance meetings, or the chance words even that come out of someone else's mouth, but are actually answers to my questions. Or clues in my dreams that would tell me where to look or what to look for. I listened to everything everywhere and didn't discredit anything that was coming through. And eventually, I found my way to my spiritual mentor, who was a psychic shaman and a medium. And when I found him, an integral piece just clicked right into place, like a piece of a puzzle snapping in. This piece seemed to activate a huge opening for me. Everything after that became easy. And this is how you know you are on the right path, folks. From there, I continued to gather a few more team members a numerologist, an astrologer, and a regressive hypnotherapist. These were all necessary for me to move very quickly once my ball got rolling. They became my fact checkers as I began to unlock my abilities and skills that I did not even know I had. They were only there for support, to validate what I was receiving through my awakening, or maybe to help me uncover parts of me that I needed so I could move even faster. And boy, my intention was set, was spot on. My intuition was spot on. My intuition has never failed me in the least, and I have always followed it with the most courageous action. I got to say, this came out in my reading from the astrologer. She said, "You have always trusted your intuition, whether or not it appeared to make any sense or to be a safe option. You have always trusted it, and that's necessary for me." So I'm going to tell you the rest of the story, but you're going to have to wait until after the break to find out what happened next. You're listening to The Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay with us.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching this show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free, and you can register at HeatherLeeStrom.com. Click on Media, and then Gnostic TV, and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Before the break, I was sharing a little bit about my quantum journey with you. You heard about my conjoined squirrel and the message I received about something huge coming my way. And I was in the process of building my support team so I could get ready. So let's continue. And I left off with my intuition being absolutely spot on. Of course, we don't know this until after the fact, right? The 2020 vision. I was indeed about to embark upon a massively huge process, and it was the biggest transformation I have ever experienced. I changed and evolved by the minute. My thoughts changed, my reality changed, my understanding changed, my priorities and motivators changed, and my direction changed rapidly. I was the butterfly coming out of the cocoon. 50 years of being stuffed in that cocoon, and I was ready to fly out at full speed. I finally got it. I was finally connecting to all the answers I had ever sought. I was back in my knowing. I just knew things without understanding how. Information was just coming to me, and so were the canine spirit guides. I was hearing them, seeing them, channeling their messages clear as day. I never knew I could do any of this. I was also meditating 2 to 3 times a day, and again, something I never did before. For the first time in my life, I was understanding myself, my history, and my path crystal clear. And in the most divine essence of love, even, the healing frequencies I was receiving from the canine spirit guides as they worked with me provided deep and complete healing from all my anger and pain, from my faulty beliefs, my karma, ancestral entanglements I didn't even know I was involved in, you name it. All that had kept me enshrouded in that cocoon for so long. It was a huge transformation that happened very quickly, folks. Healing frequency from the quantum is that powerful. The canine spirit guides always tell me and my clients that, quote, healing is meant to be instant. It doesn't take time, and you don't need to understand what you are healing from, end quote. These are all human beliefs that we have. If we are willing to let go of this programming, we can easily heal instantly. And they proved it with me. Basically, my awakening began precisely on February 22nd, 2022. For all you numbers folks out there, that's 2-22-22, right? That wasn't a coincidence. This was the day I began working with my mentor, and when everything began to change for me, it was the day I was meant to be reawakened and reactivated into my mission. By October of that same year, 2022, which is when I finished writing my book, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend, I emerged out the other side of my transformation as a completely different person with skills I never knew I had and a new awareness of everything quantum. Now, this is pretty miraculous when you fully understand the depths of my pain and fear, which is all laid out in my book, and when you consider the fact that I knew nothing about any of this beforehand. I mean, I wasn't even aware of Dolores Cannon and her work. I read her books a year after I wrote mine. I didn't know that anyone was already doing this type of work because, like I said, I wasn't studying it when all this happened. I thought I was the only one. Wow. Okay. So that's my story. If you want to learn more about it, it's all in my book, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend. You can order your copy on Amazon or go to my webpage, heatherleestrom.com. But for now, you're probably saying, okay, cool story. So what does this have to do with the quantum healing? And what the heck did the squirrel signify? Right? Fair questions, and I'm going to answer them. In a nutshell, the canine spirit guides are the intergalactic version of our dogs. They come from the quantum and deliver quantum healing frequency to my clients, the same as they did for me through my transformation. And this is why and how I was able to transform so quickly. Quantum frequency is our connection to the instant. In the quantum realm, everything and nothing happens or exists simultaneously. There is no time or space, and everything can be rewritten or reorganized. So, when this healing frequency comes through me from the canine spirit guides, it offers instant healing, instant energetic shifts and upgrades. And this allowed me to heal on and in multiple dimensions, heal multiple lifetimes simultaneously, identify and heal ancestral patterns and agreements that I had gotten myself tangled up in, and to also receive DNA upgrades that would assist my consciousness in elevating faster and connect to my skills easier. Also, during this process, I had sacred geometry codes that came streaming in at night as I slept. I could see them zoom past my face, even though I had no idea what they were. Yeah, there was a lot happening in my dream state during the time I was writing my book. I didn't sleep very much. The guides would get me up every morning around 2 o'clock and put me to work, channeling, meditating, whatever it is they had in mind. And so my dreams were very active. There was a lot going on that I was aware of, but didn't necessarily make any sense to me. And these sacred geometry codes were part of that because I didn't know what sacred geometry codes were. They looked like Greek to me, but they were just symbols that were flying past my face at night. So I'll have to finish sharing this with you on the other side of our break because we need to take a really quick break here. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching this show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com. Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Before the break, I was sharing my quantum healing journey with you, and you were just beginning to hear my story about the sacred geometry codes that came whizzing by me as I slept at night. You know, I really had no idea what they were or what they meant, but I knew it had something to do with the massive energetic shift I was smack dab in the middle of. So I just trusted that they were a necessary part of my energetic upgrade. But this was all new territory for me, folks. I knew nothing about geometric codes at the time. But I knew I was safe, and so I never felt threatened or scared. And during this process, I was also given all the information I sought about my family, my experiences, and the events in my life that seemed rough or unfair. I evolved into a total clarity and understanding very quickly, and that brought tremendous peace and alignment that I had never felt before. The deep healing and connection that the Canine Spirit Guides brought me connected me with my own soul, which I had never met, and allowed me to step into a higher version of myself and significantly advanced my spiritual development and growth, bringing in tools I could utilize with other human beings to assist them on their transformation. I say all this because I want you to realize that instant healing, DNA reconfiguration, and deep connection with Source is all possible for you, and it's also your birthright. Not only that, but your ability to connect with the real history of you, the real history of this planet, the real history of the human race, all the things we aren't taught in school, is also possible. And that was the connection I had been looking for my whole life. Think about this. 50,000 or 500,000 years ago, or it could have even been a million years ago, you know, time is such an illusion. You're going to find different representations of time that don't correlate. But back in the original Atlantis, our education was based around sacred geometry, astrology, using meditation to connect with two other dimensions, telepathy, teleporting entire bodies or just our consciousness to work with our brothers and sisters in the star races. Our culture was focused on the supreme elevation of consciousness and the unity of all creation. We worked seamlessly with the quantum field to create heaven on earth and to advance the human race into a highly evolved state of consciousness. We were deeply connected to the magnetism of the planet and knew how to harness her power into power for our cities. We didn't need electricity. The planet provided all that we required in its natural state. Everything was beautiful and magical on Earth, and we were connected to our full power as a human race. We were also deeply connected to the power of crystals, and we brought them here to Earth from other dimensions even, to seed them here on this planet. I worked with a client once, here recently, who was part of a long lineage of crystal wisdom keepers. That was their official title, crystal wisdom keepers, that were very active and revered in ancient Atlantis. Now, she's a master at working with crystals in the present day. The canine spirit guides worked with her through me, reactivated her into this higher capacity on present day Earth so that she could continue her mission in the now. I share all this with you to impress upon you that so much more is possible for this planet and for humanity, and this is possible for you. It isn't limited to people who are already psychic. This is your possibility. The only limiting factor is you, your thoughts, your beliefs, and your ability to drop what you think you already know and embrace the infinite wisdom of your own soul. This is how I was able to move so fast. I dropped all resistance, all expectations. I followed every lead I was given, and I totally peeled the onion. I removed all those layers of programming, beliefs, pain, and fear that were standing in my way of fully connecting. I went inward and then outward. And this is important for you to know. There's a difference between going within and going without. And yet, they can also be the same. Most meditation practices teach us to go inward and find that place of nothing, to shut off our thoughts, make our mind be still, you know, to find that and hold it for as long as you can, right? Keeping your mind blank. This is the equivalent of finding the point zero within yourself. If you know how, you can effectively connect to the quantum field by going within and finding the point zero within yourself. Because our bodies are portals. So if you know how to use it as such, it is totally possible. But going within and quieting your mind is only part of the equation when it comes to meditation. It's only part of the recipe. What you do next is the real magic. The majority of meditation practices are missing the most valuable step in meditation, allowing you to use it as a tool to utilize quantum healing. So most of us are missing out on this opportunity. Meditation is not just for relaxation or focus or to lower your heart rate or blood pressure. It's meant as an actual healing tool. Once I learned the next step, everything changed for me. And when I totally put it together, I was able to access myself on more than one level, more than one version of me. And this is a valuable concept because this is where my book came from, a higher version of me that I had never met. But as the veil became removed and the resistance stripped away, she had better access to me, and she began to come and visit me, tell me who she was, introduce herself to me. So we began to have a relationship, and because of this, it was really easy to channel in the information in my book, Spirit Guides. So, when we come back from our break, I'm going to share with you what this next step is, and also, finally, the message from the squirrel. I bet you're dying to hear the message from the squirrel. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the canine spirit guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching the show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. heatherleestrom.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Before the break, I was sharing the difference between going within and without, and how there's a missing link with meditation, preventing it from being used effectively as a healing tool. I shared how there's a next step after learning to go within. This next step helps you to bridge the gap between the physical and the infinite, the quantum. And so, what's the next step? Okay? Going without, projecting your consciousness outside of you instead of focusing inward. Find that point zero in the quantum. Most people stop at going within and stay there. I mean, they'll do this for hours, and they're really good at it. But this is just a single skill in the meditation realm. This is just the first step. Once you develop the skill to control your mind enough to make it quiet and create space for your consciousness to come through and speak to you, you're ready to go to the next progression, projecting your consciousness somewhere else. And this allows you to connect easily to the quantum field or the quantum realm, however you want to think of it. If you choose to go inward to access it, to access the quantum realm, you are literally connecting into that portal within your heart, then jumping into the quantum that way. It's like going inward and connecting with the universe. This is where I go when I do readings for my clients. This is where I go when I want to connect with my personal spirit guides or the canine spirit guides or with other intergalactic races or species. I think I've already mentioned that changes in the quantum happen instantly because there is no such thing as time. But there are two caveats to that, and they are, number one, your frequency, and number two, your beliefs. Let's start with your frequency. So with your frequency, you must be able to match the frequency you wish to move into. So if you are sitting in lower frequency, three-dimensional Earth, thinking that you are a victim and you have no control of your life and everyone is doing things to you and you are attempting to elevate to a place of magic or instant creation or manifestation, then this is a frequency mismatch. These two frequencies cannot coexist within you. In order for you to go to the quantum and embody something higher, you must first do the work to shift your frequency or your energy on this plane to elevate your consciousness to the level you wish to go. This is why shadow work is so important. Yes, instant change is possible and available to you, but until the universe sees your shift, it won't be able to match you. And this is universal language. What you put out there, the universe matches. This is the true definition of manifestation or law of attraction. As we've already discussed, the quantum possesses infinite intelligence and is always listening to you and responding to you. So you can't fool it or fake it. You will receive what you are ready to receive based on your current level of consciousness or energetic signature or vibration. And the way you change this is by healing, removing the barriers, and surrendering to the higher knowledge of your soul. Okay, that was pretty big. The second caveat is your belief. If you are doing this because everyone else is getting results, but you yourself don't really believe all this is actually possible, then the quantum can't offer you what your friends are receiving. Remember, no one can go against your will, and your belief system is your will. So the quantum, or the universe, will be unable to assist you beyond your own belief system. And I know it can be hard to change our beliefs sometimes without proof, but this is where your faith comes in. Your faith in your knowing. Remember how I just knew deep down inside that I wasn't finding what I was looking for? Basically, it didn't have the energetic signature of the truth I knew deep down inside. So my faith led me to stay open-minded until I located my truth. And in doing so, I was not locked into a belief that prevented me from changing my frequency and allowing the quantum to provide for me. So these are the two largest obstacles I see with my clients and the reasons why everything I am sharing here with you today may not work for you at all. Don't underestimate the power of the human mind. It can be used in your favor or against you by your own free will. Spirituality does not exist in the human mind. It exists in your soul and your frequency. Your mind only exists here on Earth and is limited to the realities of this 3D plane. Your consciousness is not limited by this and is your bridge to all things possible in all dimensions. And this is the reason why I always follow my consciousness over my mind. Phew! Okay, let all that sink in for a second. But before we run out of time, I want to make sure I revisit the squirrel. I promise to reveal the meaning of, or the message from the squirrel. And the squirrel signified a pivotal point in my journey, in case you haven't guessed already. The Siamese twin represented two different parts of me, two different versions of me. The old me that was dying off, and the new me that was emerging but was scared to fully be expressed. It also represented me right here, right now, as I continued to carry the burden of baggage that no longer served me. I needed to let go of this unconscious weight that had pulled me down out of this tree and prevented me from evolving up to this point. This was where the overwhelming sadness was coming from, the grief of losing this old me, as well as a bit of fear about coming forward fully as my divine version. The squirrel that was breathing hard and terrified was the new me that was scared to fully come out. These two parts needed to be integrated and merged, and the sadness or grief would be replaced by pure alignment and joy, and it most definitely was. Now, there was another component to this squirrel that's important, and it was also the energy that I felt come in, was a predetermined cue that I was acting out, or I was activating my awakening, and it was a cue to all of my support system to get ready. It was a call to arms. Get ready. Here she comes. Let's do this. So it was the beginning of the beginning. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you have enjoyed what I've had to share with you, don't forget to check me out on my webpage at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, LEIGHSTROM.com. There you will find all of my programs, all of my offerings for private sessions, all of my upcoming events, and any other things planned that you need to know about. But thank you for joining me today here on the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. I hope you have enjoyed the riveting discussion on all things quantum. Be sure to tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific Time.